As Dorothy Parker once said to her boyfriend, fare thee well. As Columbus announced when he knew he was bounced, it was swell, Isabel, swell. As Abelard said to Eloise, don't forget to drop a line to me, please. As Juliet cried in her Romeo's ear, Romeo, why not face the fact, my dear? It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then ring, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the air.
Just one of those things, that's Ella Fitzgerald. It's Cole Porter, I think, isn't it? The music, it's 17 and a half minutes, nearly 18 minutes to 11, and Elizabeth Easter requested that to introduce her book review in style.
Well, being about Eloise and Abelard, originally, before I read Mandy Hager's book called Eloise, that's all I knew about them, was that lyric from Cole Porter's song.
So
I know
what more
now.
Have you learned from
them? What have I learned? Okay, so thanks to Mandy's book, I knew that they were lovers, I knew they wrote letters, and I knew that it hadn't gone very well, but I didn't know the ins and outs. So having read Eloise, I feel like I've had this door into the 12th century just flung open. And it's just a very, very, very good book. She's such a good writer. So it's gripping from the very start. Opens in 1098, if you can picture that. And there's this little girl who's just 5 years old, living in a pretty filthy place in total poverty. And she's been fostered by a woman who already has 8 children, which is quite normal then, but to me just makes me go, ugh. And her new foster siblings tease and bully the little cuckoo. And so the little girl is playing in the mud. She's tethered there so she doesn't wander off like stock, and this chap rides up on a horse, quite a fancy chap, the likes of which she's never seen before, and it turns out he's her uncle, and he's been looking for her all over France, because as the little girl suspected, she doesn't belong with this foster family, and he swoops her up on his horse and takes her to a nunnery, which is a good thing, really, compared to where she is, and it turns out she's the man's dead sister's daughter. And because Eloise was a little bastard, she was fostered out and will always have that stigma hanging over her. But she goes to this nunnery, complete change of obviously everything for her, 5 years old. And she's fortunate enough there among the sort of possibly slightly more brutal nuns to meet some really kindred spirits who give her the most extraordinary education, Greek, Latin, philosophy, literature, language, theology, everything, and obviously very much with a Christian worldview because she's in a nunnery. And then one day in her mid-teens, uncle, who's been visiting regularly and she adores him and he adores her, takes her back to Paris, which you can imagine in, you know, the 12th century is what it could be like, you know. And he's high up in the church there. But it's a great life in terms of what everyone else might be living. But it's always working in the church. It's a shifty dynamic. You've got your dodgy kings and your unscrupulous clerics, so you never really feel like you can relax. And but while she's in Paris, she comes across Peter Abelard, and he's like this rock star of theology and philosophy. And Eloise sneaks off in disguise to hear him speak, where he does regularly, but it's really only for chaps. And she dresses as a fella, and she's just awestruck by him, and one thing leads to another, as it so often does in real life and in books. And aside from their physical union beginning with a non-consensual encounter, she falls in love, they fall in love with each other, and all sorts of barriers, apart from the fact that he's meant to be celibate on account of his work with the church, they take terrible risks to be together. And it's just amazing. They write these letters because that's sometimes all they can do. They can't be together all the time. Although Abelard sneaks this wonderful way to become a lodger in Eloise's uncle's house, which makes things a little bit easier. But he also happens to be a narcissistic, self-obsessed, manic-depressive, yeah. I think, with paranoid tendencies. So their love affair is doomed, but my God, it's a good book. Just
and,
amazing.
And so she has fictionalised what she's learned from the letters. She's just sort of walked into their world, as you say, a centuries-old world.
Yeah, judging by the bibliography at the end, she's done a lot of research.
Research.
Yeah, and it's just beautifully written. It's one of those books that makes you feel like it's smarter than you, but you're not excluded by it.
Right. Wonderful. Recommending?
Oh, 100%.
Thank you very much. Elizabeth Easter has reviewed the book Eloise with an H on the front if you're trying to Google it. It's written by Mandy Hager, Pendham Random House, the publishers, $38 the price.